Shalom lekulam. Anachnu korim bazor.
Hello, everybody. We are reading from the Zohar, and if we'll all feel from where the book was written, as we begin our reading, and as a preparation for the reading, we will watch a clip of Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. We are not talking about people in this world. We are talking about qualities of the soul of each and every one, by which each one develops. And what's written here, south, north, east, west, Chokhmah, Binah, Zeranfin, Malchut, and Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, it doesn't matter what names, but terminology, it's for each and everyone to try within themselves to find these discernments. There's a desire, a will to receive, that through the light it goes through these states. And this is what the Zohar tells us about, so that we will want to discover these changes in ourselves. We'll discover it, and together with them we'll start to work emotionally, internally, consciously, that it'll happen in us. And by that we'll get to correction. The correction is that after these actions that we're going through, we'll get to the final correction. And it's all ahead of us, and we just need to discover it before us. And we get to this final point of the adhesion with the Creator. That is the purpose of creation. And in the meantime, we are looking for where each and every one of these states are in me, and how we are going through these changes, but we can't quite perceive it inside of ourselves, that we're going through these changes that accumulate to an amount that it gets to jumping onto the train, and by that being in the neutral actions, that this is happening in me, and through these number of actions we get to adhesion with the Creator. So then and now we need to find our states that Zohar describes. So this is the changes that we are looking for, and we will be reading from Zohar for all, Bereshit 1, let there be a firmament, item 65. Thus, hell is called by seven names. And evil inclination is also called by seven names, because the name seven indicates Malchut, and since Malchut of the shells prevailed and everything returned to the 7 years of the serpent, hell too returned to the seven names, as did the evil inclination corresponding to the seven sphirot of Malchut, since she prevailed over all of them. The impurity expanded from here to the world in many degrees, and it is all from the left, which is good and evil. This is the settling of the world. For because the asp descended to the degree of the serpent, the degrees of impurity increased in the world. For indeed there can only be a shell opposite Malchut, on whom there was the restriction, and not over Yesod of Zeranpin, who is from the first nine. The shell opposite Malchut is called a serpent. However, because of the second restriction, when Malchut rose to the place of Bina, a grip for the shells was made opposite Yesod of Zeranpin 2. By that, the asp and the serpent joined together, and the asp returned to the 7 years of the serpent, and the impurity of the serpent was also on the asp, who is from his root opposite Yesod of Zeranpin, against whom there is no gripping in the shells. Now, however, the impurity was on the asp too. However, it is all from the left, good and evil, meaning from Malchut, who is left, good and evil. That is, that impurity that multiplied opposite Yesod of Zeranpin is not from Yesod, but only from Malchut, who mingled in it by the ascent of Malchut to Binah, and the judgments in Malchut expanded to half of Binah and Zeranpin below it too. This is the settling of the world, that is, the expansion of judgments of Malchut to Zeranpin, which was done by the ascent of Malchut to Binah, was for the correction of the settling of the world. For were it not for the ascent of that Malchut, no Mochin would be received for the zone, and the world would not be fit for inhabiting people. Here is the holy name, engraved in 18 letters, and appointed over the reins of goodwill, largesse, blessing, and settling of the world. Commentary. Yud Kei Vav of Havaya, without the bottom hay, contains six combinations. Yud Kei Vav, Kei Yud Vav, Vav Yud Kei, Vav Kei Yud, Kei Vav Yud, and Yud Vav Kei, whose letters are 18. That name indicates the ascent of Malchut, the bottom hay, to the first hay, Bina, and she disappears. The name Havaya remains there, but in the letters Yud Kei Vav, without the bottom hay. In the combination, it is called the 18-letter name. Were it not for the ascent of Malchut to Bina, it would not be possible to settle people in the world at all. This is why it was said, that 18-letter name is appointed over the reins of goodwill, largesse, blessing, and settling of the world. Continuing in the next article, Let the Waters Gather, item 66. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together onto one place. Gather means that the mochin called water will spread in a precise line in a way that they are straight and do not divert to the right or to the left. In the order of elicitation of the mochin from the first dot, which is Zeranpin, everything comes out in concealment. First, the light is hidden in Zeranpin, because he raises his malchut under his chokhmah and takes bina outside the degree of the rosh, which is the dot of olam, until the light reaches and gathers into the upper palace. Reaches means in chokhmah, due to the dot of shuruk. Gathers means that the chokhmah gathers and clothes inside the light of chasadim through the dot of chirik into the upper palace to Yesud, who is the second palace caused by Arichanpin. From Yesud, the abundance comes out in a straight line that consists of right and left into Ziranpin until it reaches the place that gathers everything in male and in female. This is the one who lives forever, Yesod of Ziranpin, a male who unites with Malchut, the female. Thus, he consists of male and female. Explanation. The 7 days of creation are Chagat Nehim, each of which consists of all 7 times in a way that there are 7 Sfirot Chagat Nehim in each day. This is why there is a big difference between each day, because on the first day, which is Chesed, and right line, although it consists of all 7 Sfirot and of all the details in them, they are still all light of Chesed in it. In that regard, they are all the clarifications of the Zohar on the first day. Likewise, although the second day, Gvura, and left line, consists of all 7 Sfirot Chagat Nehim, and all the details in them, they are still all in Gvura, in it, and in dispute of the left with the right. They are all the clarifications of the Zohar on the second day. Similarly, on the third day, Tiferet, and the middle line, which decides and unites the 2 lines right and left in one another, although all 7 Sfirot, Chagat Nehim, are in it, as well as all the details in them, they are in it only in unification of right and left. Hence, all the clarifications of the Zohar here are only in unification. This is why it is written, "Let the water gather," meaning that they would expand by way of a precise line in a way that they are straight, that he united the 2 lines and did not stray to the right or to the left. And from Yesud, he comes out in his unification to the rest of the degrees to unite the right and left of Rosh Toch Sof of Ziranpin until he reaches a place that gathers everything in male and female. We'll continue with a clip of the Rav, Dr. Michael Lighten. The explanation we can always give on what we're learning, even though it's not that important how much we understand the text. What's important is our desire to discover him, because according to that desire, he will be revealed. If I hear explanations from some wise person, it doesn't bring me to the revelation. It can even do the opposite. It can fill the mind and my pride and my will to receive, I'm receiving, I'm feeling, and maybe I'm satisfied with it. That's why the interpretations that we usually want to hear on the Zohar are in order to direct us towards searching more, that we'll be able to grasp on how I'll open the text for myself, because to bring some interpretation instead of the revelations will just block the way for a person toward the goal. That's why the Zohar is written in this way. And Baal HaSulam writes about it always, that you reveal a portion and cover too, as to which it should be. That you're talking a bit about Torah, you need to check that you're revealing more deficiency in a person, that there will be even more yearning, more necessity to reveal something.
Namshich.
We'll continue. The unification of right and left is completed only after they part into two parts of him, where one is all right and the other is all left, which are male and female. The male, Yesod, is built entirely from the right line, and the female, Malchut, is built entirely from the left line. In their coupling, the unification of right and left is completed in the desired wholeness. However, first, there must be the unification of right and left by the middle line in a single partsuf. This is why it was said that the light reaches and is gathered into the upper palace in Yesud and in the Rosh Toch Sof of Zerampi. And from Yesud, the abundance comes out in a straight line in Zerampi. And then the coupling of right and left, two separate parts of him, can be until he reaches one place that gathers everything in male and female to Yesod, who unites with Malchut. This is the unification in the two parts of him.
Seif 67.
Item 67. The water comes out from above, from the first hay of Havaya, Yesud. Below the heaven is the tiny Vav, a small Vav, Yesod of Zerampin. Since Zerampin is called the big Vav, and his Yesod is called little Vav. This is why in the pronunciation of Vav, two letters Vav are heard, the first being heaven, Zerampin, and the second being below the heaven, Yesod of Zerampin. And then it is written, and let the dry land be seen, the bottom hay, which appeared, while all the other degrees but her were covered. Once the mochin are drawn from the first hay, Bina, to below the heaven, Yesod of Zerampin, it is written, and let the dry land be seen. The bottom hay, Malchut, Nukvav Zerampin, for only that was revealed in regard to the dry land, but the rest of the degrees besides her were all covered and concealed. Revealing means illumination of Chokhmah. Covering means concealing of the illumination of Chokhmah. Only the Malchut was revealed in illumination of Chokhmah. But the rest of the degrees above her were covered. And there is no illumination of Chokhmah in them. And from the midst of that last degree, the bottom hay, Malchut, that light which was covered was heard and appeared, although in the verse, and let the dry land be seen. The bottom hay appeared, and the rest of the degrees besides her were all covered. He interprets that it is not mean that all the degrees that preceded the land remained covered and concealed, but that they will be revealed again later through the land, Malchut. Item 68. It is written, onto one place. This is Yesod, who is called so because it is the connection of the unification of the upper world. Since in the verse, the Lord is one and His name one, two unifications are implied. One, the upper world, unified in its degrees, is the Lord is one. Two, the lower world, unified in its degrees, is and His name one. The connection of the unification of the upper world, which is the Lord is one, is through the Yesod, the one who lives forever, who is sweetened there in Bina. The upper world is connected in His unification. Hence, the place is called one, since all the degrees and all the organs of Parzuf Seranpin gather there, and all become one in Him, without any separation whatsoever. It is so, because there are two merits in the unification of Seranpin.
Ba'olam ha'elyon, she'u Leah.
In the upper world, which is Leah, who stands above his chazeh, over his unification, in the lower world, and Rachel, who stands from his chazeh and below. First, above the chazeh is Gaal of Zeranpin. Gaal can receive Chokhmah everywhere without clothing of light of chasadim. Hence, the unification of the dot of Shuruk means that the Chokhmah cannot clothe there due to lack of clothing of chasadim. This does not blemish the coupling of Seranpin with the upper world at all, for because they are Gaal, they do not need clothing of chasadim at all, and the Chokhmah dresses in them without chasadim.
Bet,
Chokhmah, second, Chokhmah is not received above chazeh or seranpin for his own needs, as he is corrected there in the pure air of upper Abba and Ima, in chasadim that are covered from Chokhmah. The Chokhmah that he does receive there is only for the lower world, Rachel, standing from his chazeh and below. This is why the light of chasadim does not stop in the upper world, even during the unification of the dot of Shuruk, for she does not need its illumination. Thus, there are two merits in the upper world. First, they can receive Chokhmah even without Chassidim. Second, it will not happen that they lack Chassidim. But in the lower world, Rachel, who stands from his Chazeh and below, Zat of Ziranpin, and who lacks those two, she first cannot receive Chokhmah without clothing of Chassidim, and second, even during the unification of the dot of Shuruk, she remains empty of Chassidim because she needs his illumination. This is so because there is no wholeness whatsoever from Chazeh of Ziranpin and below, unless an illumination of Chokhmah. For this reason, the coupling of Ziranpin with the upper world is called one place, since all the degrees and all the organs gather there, all the degrees of Chokhmah, as well as the degrees of Chassidim. It is so because they do not become diminished in Chassidim due to the illumination of Shuruk, and they can receive Chokhmah without Chassidim as well. Also, the organs means the Sefirot. We'll go to a clip. We cannot compare. Let's say we are reading a text, and you are imagining something, and I'm imagining something else. I'm talking to you from my form, and you're talking from your form. How are we sure that these inner forms are like the external words? We don't know. Therefore, the connection between us is mutual bestowal, and not in internal forms that we cannot make calculations or compare them or connect them. The revelation is always personal, individual, in the desire in which the light is now depicting all sorts of impressions, and never can you pass this on to someone else. As Rabbi says, that two are going to Jerusalem, and each one with their own imagination, their own impression, their own recognition from this place. Thank you for participation. We have finished.